Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 28th day in the month of May 2025, and it's a beautiful Wednesday. The Lord is ready to speak to us this morning. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on this show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. And this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Prayer for Children. Prayer for Children. I'm for today is taken from Hymn 22, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Job from chapter 5 to chapter 8. And our memory verse is taken from Isaiah 49 verse 25. Isaiah 49 verse 25, which says, But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contended with thee, and I will save thy children. And our Bible reading for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 8 from verse 17 to 18. Isaiah chapter 8 from verse 17 to 18. From verse 17 it reads, I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my trust in him. Here am I, the children of the Lord has given me. We are signs and symbols in Israel from the Lord Almighty who dwells on Mount Zion. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Today we'll be taking a series of prayers for our children, and our first prayer point says, Thank God for the lives of all the children around you. Thank him for giving their parents the grace to take care of them. Let's open our mouths and begin to thank the name of the Lord. Father, we want to say thank you for all the children around us. Thank you, O Lord, for preserving them, for giving them unto their parents to take care of them. Lord, we appreciate you. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Our second prayer point says, Father, I commit all the children around the world into your care. Please surround them with your angels and shield them from all dangers. Father, we ask by your mercy that you shield all the children around us from dangers. Father, we ask, O Lord, that you watch over them. We ask that you keep your angels charge over them in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Our third prayer point says, Father, please help all children around me encounter you so that they can have intimate relationship with you as Samuel did. Father, let all the children around me and all over the world, let them encounter you, O Lord. Raise children that are on fire for you. Let them encounter you and have an intimate relationship with you, just like Samuel did, in Jesus' name. Our fourth prayer point says, Father, please bless all the children around me with the spirit of excellence, as you did for Daniel, in Jesus' name. Father, bless all the children around me with the spirit of excellence, O Lord, like you did for Daniel, in Jesus' name. Our fifth prayer point says, Father, bless all the children around me with wisdom and the gift of discernment that is beyond their ages, so that they can make decisions that align with your will, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask by your mercy Father, we ask that you grant the children around me with discernment and wisdom so that they can make decisions that align with your will and your purpose for their lives, in Jesus' name. Our sixth prayer point says, Father, I commit the health of all the children around me into your hands. Please give them strength in their body, their mind, their spirit. Please bless them with divine health in Jesus' name. Our seventh prayer point says, Father, please surround all the children around me with good friends who will influence them to do great things that will bring glory to your name. Father, we ask, O Lord, that you influence all the children around me with good friends in Jesus' name, godly friends in the name of Jesus. Our eighth prayer point says, Father, please give all the children around me the courage and strength to overcome all the challenges that come their way, no matter the challenges that they face, O Lord. I ask by your mercy, I ask by your mercy that you grant them the wisdom. I ask by your mercy that you grant them the courage and the strength to overcome them in Jesus' mighty name. Our ninth prayer point says, Father, please give all the children around me strength and help them fulfill your purpose in life in Jesus' name. Help them fulfill your purpose, oh Lord, in life in Jesus' name. Father, we ask, oh Lord, that no child will leave this earth without fulfilling the purpose by which you have created them in Jesus' name. Our 10th prayer point says, Father, please let all the children around me carry your presence and make them a blessing to everyone around them in Jesus' name. Let them carry your presence. Let your presence be evident in their lives, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Let all the children, O Lord, let them carry your presence in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we are free. Our 11th prayer point says, Father, please provide godly and healthy children to all couples around me who are trusting you for the fruit of the womb. Let none be barren around me in Jesus' name. To everyone trusting you for a child or children, Lord, we ask for release of fruitfulness upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. None will be barren in the land in the name of Jesus. You will make them fruitful. This time next year shall be their testimonies in the name of Jesus. Our 12th prayer point says, Father, you said you should pray your personal prayer points for the children in your family, your community, your local assembly, and across the world in the name of Jesus. Pray for them, decree into their lives, decree into their lives, decree, decree, decree. From your lips to God's ears in the name of Jesus. May God answer all our prayers this morning in Jesus' name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link.